Locker room chats continuing here this week on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tabman. Now time to talk Jackson Heights. And head coach Caleb Wick joins us, brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, let's start here. 46-26 last week, a home win against a very talented ACCHS squad. Not only did that win help in terms of the record, but it kept you undefeated in league play. And here in 2023, a share of the Northeast Kansas League title. Just talk about that, what it means, and the success that your team has had coming up here in a big way so far.
Yeah, you know, it was a good win there on Friday. And always at the beginning of the year, one of our goals is to, you know, win the league or share the league outright. I know JCN's undefeated as well, so we're going to probably share the league title with them. But that's very, very good. And, you know, JCN's a great football team. And, you know, our league as a whole, I think, was up this year. So that's always good as well. And, you know, looking back at the Atchison County game, it was the second game in a row we ran for over 400 yards and had three backs go over 100 yards. So that's always great to see. And we were able to hold Cade Holiday out. He tweaked his knee a little bit against Troy, so we held him out against Atchison County and was still able to, you know, get the victory and still have over three backs, like I said, over 100 yards. You know, Weston had 112, Drake had 140, and Josh Smith had 147. And really at the beginning of the game, it was just big plays. You know, Josh had an 84-yard run for a touchdown. Weston had a 73-yard run for a touchdown. And we were executing very, very well there in the fourth quarter or first quarter. And then I think, honestly, I think we got laxed. You know, we take a quick 16-0 lead. Then we have a lot of mistakes on offense, especially up front. Probably the most disappointing thing about the night was having us scoring right before half and then giving them a minute and a half and then driving all the way down the field and scoring as time expired. For us as a coaching staff, and I know as a defense, that was very disappointing for us. But we come out there in the third quarter and score in the third quarter. But, again, we give up two touchdowns there in the fourth quarter that I think were very, very preventable for us. It was one of those things where our defense just didn't play up to standard, or our standard there on Friday. You know, we missed a lot of tackles. We had a lot of broken assignments on the back end. I thought our defensive line got too much penetration, if that makes sense. And we were fast-flowing way too much, and they were able to cut against the grain and get some positive yards and some big plays on that aspect. But that's something we need to continue on working on. You know, we come from playing Troy the previous week where, you know, we had to fly sideline to sideline because they were, you know, a bubble and a tunnel team and jailbreak screen and get it out early to their athletes in space. And, you know, Atchison County was a team that power run game, running a lot of jet sweeps, sweeps to the outside, and our fast flow was just too fast at times, and they're able to cut it back. But that's something that we'll continue on working on and continue on working on pursuit. But overall, we are happy about the offense, but definitely have a lot more to work on here in the next coming weeks.
Cobra 6-1 going into this final matchup here on Friday night of the regular season. We'll talk about the Onega Buffaloes in our next segment. But I want to stick with the offense real quick, Coach. And, you know, the first half of the season, you knew Drake, you knew Cade. Obviously, we're kind of your 1-2 punch with the quarterback-running back combo with that running game. And we've talked about the offensive line throughout the course of the year and how good they've been, opening up lanes and just being a fairly consistent unit. But just having depth at running back with guys like Weston Chulions and Josh Smith. You know, you mentioned we were there a couple of weeks ago with that game against Troy, both of them, again, going over 100 yards. And just having that depth and having those guys, those athletes that you can just use in different scenarios, just how important is that, especially where we're at now in the season as we're pushing towards the playoffs?
Oh, like I said, every week, we're very lucky to have the depth we have. You know, we plug Josh in. He has 8 carries for 147 yards. I mean, you can't ask a kid to do any better than that. You know, Weston stepping in, first time playing in the backfield and has over 100 yards on 9 carries. And, you know, even Titan Eisenbarth getting in there, and Brody Browning will get in there this Friday against Onega at the running back position if Cade can't go again. And the depth is very, very good for our team, not just on offense, but also on defense. And, you know, you look at the offensive line too, you know, we harp on them, we're hard on them each and every week. But then you look back and you're like, I have a junior, I have one senior on the offensive line, two juniors, and two sophomores on the offensive line. So relatively a very, very young offensive line. So I know they're still learning. We didn't get a ton of JV games last year. So this is their first taste, really, of varsity action and first taste of football, really, unless they were playing middle school football. So, you know, we're just really, really enthused with the progress we've made, but we know we have a high bar. We have a high standard here, and we're hard on the kids because we expect them to reach that standard, and they're doing a very good job of getting better each and every week, and we're just going to keep harping on them. But like you said, it's just very, very good that we have the depth that we have, especially this season with so many injuries.
Jackson Heights football coach Caleb Wick joining us. Cobras co-league champs with JCN in the Northeast Kansas League, getting set for a final district matchup here to close out the regular season against Onega on Friday night. We'll talk about that when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Jackson Heights football coach Caleb Wick, presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Cobras 6-1 going into the final week of the regular season, a road trip to Onega on Friday. Coach, obviously a win puts you and secures you that number two spot in the district. Centralia going undefeated in district play, but certainly a great year in terms of where you kind of position yourselves for the potential home playoff game next week. But you got to get through Onega first, and this is a Buffalo's team that's had some struggles this year, but they can certainly run the ball. They rushed for over 200 yards last week in their matchup and in their loss, but they've played some teams that are non-Cassia sanctioned. It's been kind of an odd schedule for them, but you know, you watch them on film and you get a chance to kind of dissect them a little bit more, what stands out about them.
You know, they're big. They're really big up front. They have big backs that run hard. They block for each other, and they played hard. They played really, really hard football. There's never quitting them. And like you said, just looking at their schedule, you know, Centralia, Valley Heights, and Christ Prep, those and Troy, I mean, those are great football teams. So it's not like they're having a flout schedule. They're playing very, very good competition, and they've been in a lot of games early. You know, they lose to McLouth week one by 4 points, and you know, McLouth is a two-loss team right now, or a one-loss team right now. So you can never overlook anybody, and especially with this Onega team that, you know, they play hard-nosed football. It's, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and they're going to keep doing what they do. And there's a couple of times where if you don't do your responsibilities, they're going to break one with that double dive that they run. They have a really good quarterback that has a lot of speed. Defensively, they fly around to the football. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of good things from them on film, and we're definitely going to have to, you know, go there and play our A game to, you know, get out on top.
Well, let's talk about the run game a little bit more. You mentioned they got some big bodies up front. They usually do. They got multiple kids, again, who are really good wrestlers. They were a great baseball program. So it's not like they don't have athletes. The schedule's been tough, as you mentioned, but what particularly about the run game makes it a challenge to kind of stop them?
You know, it's what they do. They make you be assignment sound. If you have one guy out of position, they're going to read that and they're going to pull it. Very, very similar to a Valley Heights type of offense where they read either a three tech or they read a defensive end, and they can do a lot of different things. They can do a lot of different motions. They can, you know, G it on the offensive line. They can counter it. They can power it. Just whatever you give them, they're going to try to do. And, they're, like I said, they're big up front. They get off the ball. So, if we stand up, if we play patty cake with them up front, they're going to drive us off the ball 4 or 5 yards, and, it might be a long night for us. So it's definitely going to, have to be on our defense being, you know, very, very, good at the fundamentals and reading their keys. But, you know, overall, just watching their film, I'm impressed with them.
Great stuff as always. Caleb Wick, Jackson Heights football coach, joining us as they get set for the final game of the regular season on the road at Onega. Of course, a win locking up that 2 seed in the district, a home matchup in the playoffs potentially looming a week after this Friday. So a lot certainly to play for, Coach. We appreciate it very much. Go get them this week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.